VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. At least 19 people have been killed in a fire at a high-rise office building in the Bangladeshi capital, Dhaka. Several people jumped from the windows of the 19-story building located in the commercial district to try to escape the fire. At least 70 people have been injured. It's not known how many people were in the building when the fire started, and the cause of the fire is still unknown. Police in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, say a car bomb explosion Thursday killed at least 12 people and wounded several others. The explosion happened at a restaurant in the city's Waberi district. An eyewitness said that the blast destroyed the restaurant and damaged nearby buildings. The witness said people were trapped under the rubble when the restaurant roof collapsed. Icelandic budget airline WOW Air has ceased operations, stranding passengers across two continents. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
In a statement on its website, the airline, which had earlier suspended all its flights, told passengers there would be no further flights and advised them to check flights with other airlines for ways to reach their destinations. The airline, founded by entrepreneur Skoli Mogensen, began operations in 2012 and specialized in ultra-cheap flights between North America and Europe. Its bankruptcy comes after 6 months of turbulent negotiations to sell the low-cost carrier, first to its main rival and flagship carrier Icelandair, and later to Indigo Partners, an American company operating the airline Wizz. I'm Zaria Shakli.
In Comoros, four people died Thursday in a gunfight at a military camp where police had detained an opposition presidential candidate. VOA Swahili Service reports that at least seven people were injured. Earlier today, police arrested one of 12 politicians who ran against the president in Sunday's election. This is VOA News. President Trump on Thursday renewed his threat to close the southern U.S. border, contending that Mexico and three Central American countries are not doing anything to halt the surge of undocumented migrants heading north to try to enter the United States. Two AP sources say the special counsel's Russia investigation report is more than 300 pages long. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
That makes clear Bob Mueller and his team documented many more details than Attorney General William Barr provided in his four-page summary. He's working on a public version that will be stripped of grand jury and other sensitive information, which he'll release next month. Democrats are pushing hard to see the full report sooner, with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi ripping Barr's decision to write a summary.
We don't need you interpreting for us.
She called it arrogant and condescending. Barr says he will testify before the House Judiciary Committee. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Venezuelan government of President Nicolas Maduro said Thursday it has stripped opposition leader Juan Guaido of the right to hold public office for 15 years. The political ban was announced by the Auditor General, who said that Guaido had inconsistencies in his personal financial disclosures and was spending more than his income would seem to allow. The U.S. economy ends 2018 with a thud. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Fourth quarter economic growth has been changed to just 2.2%. The Commerce Department says the gross domestic product, the economy's total output of goods and services, was revised down from an initial estimate of 2.6% fourth quarter growth. The slowdown reflects weakness in a number of areas. Consumer spending, business investment, government spending, and housing all came in lower than expected. And economists believe growth has slowed even more to about 1.5% in the current quarter. Mike Hempen, Washington.
The UN Security Council on Thursday unanimously passed the first ever resolution ordering its members to enforce laws against terror financing. Experts believe as many as two-thirds of UN members are not adequately prosecuting those who aid terrorists in acquiring money. The resolution demands all states ensure that their domestic laws and regulations establish serious criminal offenses to collect funds or financial resources to terrorist groups or individual criminals. It also calls on members to create financial intelligence units. Nations that fail to carry out the resolution would face UN sanctions. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.